God made the sun ball to give light upon the earth by day. And he put the moon in the sky to give light by night. By his big hand, his hand flings out the countless stars across the heavens to give their light the fourth day. Genesis 1:17, and God said, let them in the firmament. He set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. He gave us the sun and the moon to rule over the day and over the night, to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Listen, we see here that God makes a distinction and a separation between light and darkness. One man said that God never created darkness to start with. It's just was the absence of him and the absence of his light. Hallelujah, that caused the darkness to start with. In the beginning, when God said, let there be light, it was all darkness until his spirit moved upon the face of the waters. Until he spoke, it was all dark. Then the darkness fled away. Notice when God made this big earth, he spun it upon its axis. And there it is today, and it hangs on nothing. Hallelujah. And by his word, the earth is a spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. Listen now, it makes one complete rotation in 24 hours, giving us our day and our night. Hallelujah. Right now, it's daytime. Walk out into the sun as the earth turns. Hallelujah. It's dark on the other side of the globe. Ain't you glad you don't have to worry when the sun goes down? Because if you look toward the east, the sun's going to come up in the morning. Raise your little hand. God give us the night season to rest for our bodies. He gave us the daytime to work and to labor and to do our chores. I'm telling you, God knows what he's doing, and I thank him for the light that he's given us.
Amen. Thank God.
You see, the sun is stationary. Listen to this. The earth is tilted on its axis. That's the reason we have our seasons. So as the earth, and the sun is right in the middle of our solar system, and the earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, it's light on this side toward that sun, and as it spins, when it was dark over here, in the midst of that 24 hours, it'll come around and it'll shine its little face toward the sun, and it'll light up the globe on that side. It makes its little revolution all around the sun, 365 days, makes one year. So we're back where we started. Lord have mercy sakes. When God spoke and put that sun ball in the sky, and it's thousands and thousands of degrees hot, and if you should stare at it for just a matter of a minute or so, a few moments, you're blind forever. The pupils completely burned up inside of your eyes. You cannot see. When God spoke and told that sun ball to shine, it's never failed one day to shine. Glory.
Yes. Still shine.
The clouds hide it, but it's still there. Can you say, I know the Lord is still there?
Yes.
In my darkest times, my Lord is still there. Hallelujah. The sun does not move, but the earth does. And as the earth turns, we'll see, listen, when it turns, we'll see the sun drop over the western horizon. Drop over. This will give us our night season, a time of rest for man and nature. She don't stop spinning. She keeps right on us spinning. She'll spin all night till we see the sun dawn the next morning, rising over the eastern horizon. If it wasn't for the sun, there'd be no light.
No light.
No day. No gardens, Brother Scotty. No fruits. No food. Nothing without the light. Can we praise him? Lord, I love you. How important in the natural, you're showing us this morning, Lord, how important
the creation is to the livelihood of man. We could not make it for the things that you've created, Lord, or for our good even in the natural. But how much more the spiritual. In one way looking at it, that great sun ball in the sky above represents our God. How do you know that? Because Psalms 84:11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun," S-U-N, "and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory." And then that word glory, glory in the Hebrew is brightness of honor and splendor. Praise God. God will give grace and glory. Ain't you glad God never goes out?
Yeah.
Ain't you glad this morning that He never grows dim? There's no darkness around Him. It's all light. Glory to God. Heavens are lit up with His glory. In saying all of this, man is like this earth. Listen, if he will turn toward God, he'll live and have light. But if he turns away from God, he'll walk in darkness of night. What we see in the natural, we can understand in the spiritual. As long as I'm walking toward the light. Listen, facing the light, walking in the light. I'm all right. I've got life. I've got life. I don't have to worry about being lost. I don't have to worry about going astray. Come on, or losing. But when I turn my back to the light, I'll walk in darkness.
Yes.
Remember what Jesus said that I read to you earlier. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. While you have the light, believe in the light. Work while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can work. I believe, Brother Jason, we're entering close to that time.
Yeah.
Lights are going out. Lights are going out. If I could get up here and I could turn one of those bulbs, there's four of them in each panel through here. And if I could take, come on. If I could take one of those lights right there and twist it until it goes off, you know what happens? One light makes a difference.
Right.
Just one.
Yeah, one. Does.
I can crank this one right here and you can tell a little bit of shadow where it wasn't. I can go into the second one and take it and more of the shadow comes. I can take all four of these loose right here and turn them bulbs off that they won't shine. And this corner right here is darkened. And if I go through, listen, if I go through the house and one at a time, I'm going to tell you something. We're living in a time when people are giving up. They don't preach like they used to preach. They don't serve God like they used to serve God. They don't have a prayer life. They're not faithful to the house of God. I know what I'm talking about. There have been some great anointed singers and preachers and teachers that no longer have a light. They're gone. Their light has been out.
You're right.
Yeah.
Went out.
Went out.
I ain't nothing. But should I not come back tonight, decide I won't follow the Lord, for whatever reason, temptation, trial, or affliction, when I sit at the house, I'll grow cold. If I lose my desire, my light will grow dim.
Right.
And I'd hate to think what I would miss, Sister Busy, when I stand over here and see with my old heart, and I look up, and the singing's a going on, the music's a playing. Do you think I want to let loose that? No. Do you think I'd never be the same if I walked away from God? It would make a dent in this church, and I'm nothing. I'm not saying that. It's because of Christ in me. There would be a dent right there. There would be a dark place right there. There would be an empty place right there. And if you stop singing, and for whatever reason, you never climbed on the music and never opened your mouth in worship to your Lord, there wouldn't be another dent and another darkness. It would come where there used to be light. I'm telling you, one by one, people are dropping out, and people are giving up, and they're being discouraged, and they're staying home. You know what I say? They've lost the light.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
God help us.
You lost the light. The light used to burn in you. The desire burn in you. The same IRE that's in desire is the same IRE that I find in the word fire. And if they ain't no fire, there's no desire. Ray, slip your little hand up to the Lord this morning. Oh, God, God's depending upon you. Our church is depending upon you. We're members one of another here. We're gathered together, a habitation for the Spirit of God. We worship the Lord in the unity of His Spirit. Ain't you glad of that? We're in harmony with one another through the blood of Jesus. The Holy Ghost moves inside of us.
Amen.
Don't get discouraged now. A gross darkness is now covering our society. And Tom had it. Just how bad is it? Look back to God's people Israel down in the world of Egypt. Before God called them out, listen. Before God called them out, Egypt is the type of the world. Before God called His people out of the world to take them to the promised land, listen. There was gross darkness that came upon the whole land of Egypt except where God's people dwelt in the land of Goshen. A gross darkness. Exodus 10:22, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. Even a darkness that could be felt. And they saw not one another, neither rose from his place for 3 days. But the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. What you read happening in Egypt in the natural is what is happening and we're seeing now in America and the world spiritually. Like Israel in Egypt, the Lord is getting ready. Listen, are y'all here? Yeah. The Lord is getting ready to call us out of here. Moses was their deliverer back then. Christ is ours today, and He's coming soon. Whose side are you on? Are you on the side of the right with the light? Are you walking in the light, or are you on the side of darkness? God told His people in Egypt, I'm coming to get you and take you out. Glory to God. Apply the blood of the lamb to your houses. Eat the lamb. Hurry and eat it in haste. Hallelujah. With your loins girded and your shoes on your feet and your staff in your hand, you're getting ready to leave. Are we getting ready to leave? Are we really, really, really ready to leave? The Lord's coming any moment, any time. He could come. I want to be walking in the light as He's in the light. Don't you? I don't want to be left behind. If there was ever a time that we need to keep the light burning, it is now. John said, if we say that we have fellowship with God and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Here's what I like. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Children, no matter what the devil does or says or what people do, what they say, no matter what our government does and says, we need one another in this hour. The lights are going out. Everywhere all around us. People are getting discouraged and losing heart. Their lights are growing dim. We, God's people, need one another to come together in fellowship in the light of the Lord. And as we do, we gain strength from one another. How many knows that this morning? And the blood of Jesus cleanses us. The Holy Ghost strengthens and keeps us. The cry in our heart ought to be, help us, Lord, and shine. Shine, my brother. I need your light. Shine, my sister. I need your light. Keep right on us shining. In the light, there's inspiration. In the light, there's guidance. In the light, there's security and strength. And there's hope. Raise your little hand and praise Him. Thank God. Keep on us shining. Keep on us shining. Hallelujah. Walk in the light as He's in the light. You ever heard of somebody borrowing fire? Brother Earl, my dad told me this several times in my life. He said, when I was a kid, he said, my dad sent me down to his dad's sister's house to borrow some fire. You ever heard of that one?
Yeah.
Dad said the fire went out in his house. My daddy is a boy. He said the fire went out in our house. And Aunt Ellie was his dad's sister that lived on down the road, right back in the trees, in the hillside. So Dad said, I took a stick that had pine resin on it, soaked in the pine resin. He said, I went down to Aunt Ellie's house, and I took that stick, and I put it back in her fireplace, and stuck it back in there to the fire of her fireplace, and lit it up. He said, I carried that fire back to my house, to home, to light the fire in our fireplace. Oh, Lord, don't let us lose the fire now. I'm going to read you one little story, and I'm letting you go. How many knows we need a lighthouse?
Yes.
If somebody don't shine the light, souls are going to perish. Way over a century ago, a lighthouse keeper whose job was to watch and keep the light in the top of the lighthouse burning, and to keep the big cogs of the teeth in the wheels that turn the light, he had to keep it oiled to keep the light turning out over the sea. He said the big mechanism that turned the light failed. It was stuck and it only shined in one direction. He said immediately, he said, I threw it in the manual and I began to crank and it was hard. He said, I cranked and I cranked to get that light to turn. It is all I could do to turn the light, to get the light to go out over the sea. With all of my strength, he said, I cranked and cranked till I was exhausted. He said, I had to call for another man to come and help me. The man ascended the steps to the top of the lighthouse. He joined him, let him rest, and he got a hold of the crank, and he cranked and he turned with everything that he had until he was weary. You could hear the crashing waves breaking over the rocks. It was pitch black dark, and the main lighthouse keeper, while that man was a-turning the crank and making the light move, he said, I went a-running all the way down to the bottom of the steps, ran into the neighborhood to get another man. He said, to get somebody else to come up and help us turn the light. He said, when he was asked later why he solicited and begged for help, he said, my reply was to him, there may be 100 sailors out there that is looking from the darkness and the storm to catch a glimpse of the light. And if I don't move, they may be shipwrecked on the rocks and lost. I can't let that happen. The light must never stop. The light must never go out. It's got to keep shining. It's got to keep turning if they want to come with the pianos. It's a song this morning. Come, would you? Oh God, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Those that's able, would you stand with me this morning? I've done my best in my weak, weary way to teach you how important God's light is to you. We have to keep right on facing the light. Come on. Don't turn your back on it now. Don't get weary now.
Don't get weary.
Keep a cranking.
Oh, God.
Keep a cranking the wheel. Come on. Mommies, daddies, grandparents, brothers, sisters, you got a crank in your hand right now in your own household, your own family. And if you stop cranking now to shine that light, your little ones may end up being in darkness and being crashed into the waves of the rocks. Let's crank. Let's pray. Let's hold fast. Hold to God's unchanging hand As they begin to sing that song tonight in the beginning, or this morning, in the beginning of the service, I looked at the date of that. Hold to God's unchanging hand was written in 1932. I wonder how many years have passed and come. Oh, dear God, since 1932, there have been many people that's held on. I hold on to God's unchanging hand.
They're singing the victory of God's love, I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be guided by Jesus. He'll carry me over though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. Oh, yes, glory. It holds me steadfast to his wind, his love. It's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes, I'll see heaven's glory. I know that my soul will be free from all pain. They'll open the gate and bid me to enter. Oh, yes, Lord. With the ropes called up yonder, I plan to be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. Praise the Lord. It holds me steadfast to his way and his love. It's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. Praise the Lord. And it holds me steadfast to his reign and his love. It's guiding me through temptations and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. I've talked with my Lord many times at my bedside. I've asked his forgiveness as I knelt to him. If I could repent, I'd be only too willing. For he died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me.
There's a light guiding me.
I can see heaven's glory. Hallelujah. It holds me steadfast in his way and his love. It's guiding me through temptation than before. There's a light guiding me to the heaven above. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. It holds me steadfast in His way and His love. It's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to the heaven above, to that far distant shore. My loved ones come for me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of fear, I'll be guided by Jesus. He'll carry me over though I'm weak and low.
Can you raise your little hand and praise Him? Thank you, Lord, for the light. I'm still a walker in it. That light has never went out. Glory to God. Sometimes it burned a little bit dim. Sometimes the candle flickered. Hallelujah. But the light has never went out. I've kept it, hallelujah, burning. Sister Carolyn, for a long time, 46 years later, and the light is still keeping me. Hallelujah.
There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. It holds me steadfast to His way and His love. It's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to the heaven above.